This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia resumed its assault on the last Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steel works in Mariupol, a Ukrainian official said Saturday, days after Moscow declared victory in the southern port city and said its forces did not need to take the factory. Russian forces were hitting the Azovstal complex with airstrikes and trying to storm it, a presidential advisor said. The biggest battle of the conflict has raged for weeks as Russia seeks to capture a city seen as crucial to its attempts to link the eastern Donbas region with Crimea, the Black Sea Peninsula that Moscow seized in 2014. Russia's defense ministry said on Friday the remaining fighters had been securely blockaded at the steel plant. On Thursday, President Vladimir Putin had declared the city liberated and ordered his defense minister to block off the Azovstal complex rather than try to storm it. Russian forces have bombarded Mariupol, home to more than 400,000 people before the war, for weeks, leaving a city in ruins. Ukraine estimates tens of thousands of civilians have died and says 100,000 civilians are still there. The United Nations and Red Cross say the civilian toll is at least in the thousands. Russia has said the invasion it launched on February 24th is a special military operation to demilitarize Ukraine and liberate its population from dangerous nationalists. Moscow has denied targeting civilians. Ukraine and its Western allies call the invasion an unjustified war of aggression. Russian forces made no major gains in the last 24 hours, according to British military intelligence speaking on Saturday. For more stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron is in pole position to win re-election Sunday in France's presidential runoff. Yet his lead over far-right rival Marine Le Pen depends on one major uncertainty, voters who decide to stay home. A victory in Sunday's runoff vote would make Macron the first French president in 20 years to win a second term. All recent opinion polls converge toward a victory for the 44-year-old pro-European centrist, yet the margin over his nationalist rival appears uncertain. The French military has released videos appearing to show Russian mercenaries burying bodies near an army base in northern Mali, which it says is part of a smear campaign against the French, who handed control of the base to Malian forces earlier this week. Aerial surveillance taken by the French military early Thursday and provided to the Associated Press show what appear to be 10 Caucasian soldiers covering approximately a dozen Malian bodies with sand near the Gossi military base, according to a French military officer who spoke on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to speak to the press. The officer says the Caucasian soldiers are likely members of the Wagner Group, a Russian mercenary force. European Union officials are nearing agreement on a sweeping new law aimed at protecting internet users by forcing big tech companies like Google and Facebook to step up their efforts to curb the spread of hate speech, disinformation, and other harmful content. EU officials negotiated over the final details of the legislation, dubbed the Digital Services Act. The law would overhaul the EU's digital rulebook and cement its position as a leader in trying to rein in the power of online platforms and social media companies. Negotiators were hoping to hammer out a deal ahead of elections in France on Sunday. A new French government might stake out different positions on these issues. Cuba and the United States have taken a tentative step towards thawing relations and resuming joint efforts to address irregular migration. That's according to a senior Cuban official who spoke to the Associated Press on Friday following the highest-level talks between the two countries in 4 years. Deputy Foreign Minister Carlos Fernandez de Cossío says there were no major breakthroughs, but the mere fact that the U.S. was holding substantive talks was a sign relations might be looking better under President Joe Biden after going into deep freeze under his predecessor. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.